the right. So sometimes if I humble myself because I want to say something because I feel like they're wrong, because I've studied a lot on it. But at the same time, if I feel like I don't speak up, then I'm denying Christ because I'm allowing them to go on in their errors. Yeah, I don't know if that sounds silly, but it happens to me a lot. Or even if someone does something that's really, well, unusual and inappropriate, but yeah, it's usually doctrinal for me.
Okay, so how do you know if it's humble enough to talk or not to talk on matters of faith? That's the question? All right.
Or is it the right thing to do because God himself will help them in his own time? I'm not sure how it works, basically. Am I denying Christ by not speaking up when I feel that I should be, and then there are other times? Do you get the gist of it?
Yes. Am I denying Christ if I don't speak, or if I... should I speak or not?
Or should I speak, but if I speak, then I'm not humbling myself. Yes. That's the thing.
Yes. So if I speak, I'm not humbling myself. The thoughts, they can drive us crazy. If you are to try and find what's right and what's wrong using your logic, you will go insane. And then at the end, you will realize that logic doesn't make any sense. Personally, I don't function with logic, and that's insane. But that's how I function. Now, if you ask me how I function, if I don't use my logic, that's a different story. But when you said, should I talk or should I not, I thought of two things. The first thing is that if you're dealing with the same person, your own experience will tell you if this person is willing to accept what you're telling him or not. So if you have done it in the past and you see that this person is stubborn, don't even worry. You can't prove a point if they don't want to listen. If they have their own ways and they are set on their ways and they don't want to listen. You're wasting your time and your peace. And the second thing that I thought is that how about if before we talk every time, we say Jesus' prayer for 2-3 times and see how we feel about talking. In this way, you will realize if you should talk or not. So the peace of your heart will tell you if you should talk or not. If while you say this 2-3 times the Jesus prayer and you ask God for guidance, should I talk or should I not? Should I say this or should I not say this? If you feel anxious, don't talk. But if you feel calm, if you feel like God would like to say something to this person through you, then talk. And then there is one more thing. Sometimes we might be talking and talking and talking, and then we might feel like our batteries are empty, like we have exhausted ourselves, or like I've spoken and what did I get out of it? Once someone asked an elder of Mount Athos, what happens in this situation? And the elder said, just don't be afraid of that. Even if you feel empty after talking, it doesn't mean anything. So just ignore this. But yes, two things. Your own experience will tell you if the person is capable of listening, so you can talk. And the second thing is, your inner peace will tell you after prayer if you should talk or not. Now, what's the humble thing to do in the first instant and the second instant? In the first instant, if your experience tells you that this person doesn't listen, the humble thing is not to talk. But in the second instant, if your peace tells you that you can go ahead and talk, the humble thing is to talk. That's why I'm telling you that logic makes no sense, if this makes any sense. Yeah. So So spiritual life is different. Talking or not talking, doing this or not doing this. If we try to find the answer in our thoughts, we will get so wrapped up in our thoughts that we will just not make it. But if we pray and we see where the peace of our heart leads, then this is the humble thing to do. And even if you get attacked from proud thoughts afterwards, just ignore them. You did what you had to do. And that's the humble thing, obeying to God. Anything else on that?
What do you do when you fail in practicing humility? So if someone has insulted you, and then, yeah.
So what do you do when you fail to practice humility? What do you do when you fail in anything? You learn your lesson and you move on. So next time you're more careful. The thing is, sometimes when this happens too often, we can't keep apologizing to the person. Not because we don't want to, but because it might be more annoying, saying, I'm sorry, this and that, and it doesn't help. But what helps is that we get the knowledge. That's why Yerdes Milenos talks about humbling ourselves willingly. We get the knowledge of our actions, and next time we don't need to repent. We need to know beforehand what the humble thing to do is, and then we do it. But don't be afraid of your mistakes. We can't live with the fear of our mistakes. We've done a mistake, we've done a mistake. If our heart, that's why he says about humbling ourselves willingly, but he also talks about having our heart straight in front of God, direct towards God, and about love. So if we have these three things together, it doesn't matter if we make mistakes. Mistakes can make us more humble if you get them the right way. But mistakes can make you despair if you don't have the courage and the humility to understand that you're not perfect. If you can't understand that you're not perfect, and if you get upset that you've done mistakes, that's a proud thing to do. It's not a humble thing to do. Did I confuse you? Okay. So don't be afraid of your mistakes and learn from them and move on. That's why, I think I told you this, they asked a professor who had a lot of experiences from contemporary elders. They asked him, who was your greater teacher in your whole life? And you know what he answered? My mistakes. Yeah. So our mistakes can be our greater teacher, but at the same time, we need to learn our lesson. Otherwise, yeah, it's like you go to school and you don't sit for exams, you will never pass. And we have to learn our lesson, sooner or later. Yeah, anything else?
I hope this makes sense. In my head it does. In workplaces that are becoming really progressive and the unacceptable is now acceptable. In workplaces, like say for example, in my day-to-day job, I try to, like when you try to practice humility, but or like being, and it's put, like it's almost seen as borderline rude. How do you kind of reflect that to the work, like your workplace or your surroundings or wherever you are? I hope that makes sense.
So in workplaces you try to practice humility and it seems rude. Can you give me an example of that?
Like say for example, I work in, and my job is a very gay friendly workplace where transgender people and all these things are a big yes. And when you try to keep to yourself, because I want to be, I don't want to be part of that, but then, you know, you've got to interact with these people for work purposes. How do you try to humble yourself but not try to be, like, be associated with that? Does that...
What's your opinion on that, on your question? Well, how would you answer your question in your conscience?
Like I try to interact, but I try to limit. But then at the same time, I don't want to come across as rude as well. So it's very varied almost.
I think what we should keep in mind here is that God loves us regardless where our weaknesses are. And you know that maybe one of these people might, at the end of his life or her life, repent and be saved. And as the righteous ones, we might not, if we don't follow our conscience and if we don't do what God wants us to do. So if you understand that the human nature is fallen, you can't judge others. I guess your problem is not how to humble yourself. Your problem is that you're judging the people you work with. And if you get to know yourself, you can't judge others. Because someone might be a criminal, right? But you don't know what happened in his mind. You don't know what difficult situations he had in his life. And you don't know where he will end up. We don't know all these things, so we can't judge. But if you let yourself judge, this is the pride inside you. So instead of trying to humble yourself externally, try to grow spiritually, to go closer to God, to become one with Christ if possible, and then you will start seeing others with Christ's eyes. And they're all his children. He doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter if you're a criminal. It doesn't matter. As we said before, the more sinful we are, the more he loves us. Because he understands that we need more love to recover. It's like you go to a hospital, and the more sick you are, the more medication you will receive. Because that's what you need.